All right. Hello and welcome. I am super excited for this episode because we are diving into the ever magnificent, wonderful world of sound, of energy, of spirituality, of consciousness. All those subject matters get me, I can already feel my hair standing up. So I'm really excited today. We have a master of sound, a very sensitive spiritual man who I'm so excited to introduce you to because I think he's going to really bring forward some information and some energy that's really going to help us all in our journey and expand our understanding. So before I introduce him officially, I want to read his bio and then we'll get started. So my guest today is Kyle Lamb. Kyle Lamb is a wellness practitioner dedicated to serving the emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being of the community with sound bath, meditation, and holistic healing events all throughout Southern California. His background in music and expertise in working with a variety of musical instruments allows him to curate sound experiences that guide participants into a meditative state, enlightening their awareness and strengthening their connection with mind, body, and spirit. His goal is for the community to develop a more intimate connection to their hearts while inspiring new dedication towards the betterment of their well-being. So just reading that, you know why I'm excited to have this man on the show today. So Kyle, thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to have you on. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it for the opportunity.
Hey, I figure you probably weren't born and became a sound healer day one. So I always love to ask this story. How did you find your way into so masterfully and beautifully expressing this healing gift through sound? What was the catalyst that really pointed you in that direction?
There's definitely multiple catalysts. First of all, I used to play a lot of music when I was younger. So I played piano for about 10 years throughout elementary, junior, and high school. And I also played clarinets in both concert band and in symphony orchestra as well. So I've always had a lot of experience in playing music. I've dabbled even in drums and trumpet for a bit, even though I wasn't the best at it. I still had a lot of experience that too as well. And since I was very young, I believe my first concert was 14, going to a live music concert. So I've always had the pleasure of going to live music events, a lot of music festivals, a lot of raves too as well when I was in my 20s too. So I've always loved going to these live music productions. And to the reason why I also loved going there too as well was because it helped me to connect more to myself, to use music as a reflection of understanding what I'm going through, right? But then what really launched my sound healing interest was Kundalini yoga. And for about 7 to 8 years, I really religiously practiced Kundalini yoga. And the gong is very synonymous with Kundalini yoga too. So as my practice developed in Kundalini yoga, so did my love of the gong too as well. And I had the opportunity to not only work with some amazing Kundalini teachers and learn from them too, but also to work with a lot of really master sound practitioners in both the gongs and the singing bowls, mostly in the West LA area. And what really set it off was I ended up becoming good friends with two notable sound healers in LA at the time, Anna Netanel over in Malibu, and then Ambi Kevinar over in Hollywood. And I got invited to be on their team. So I was helping them with production, with setting up, with check-in. So I was going to a sound bath at least once or twice a week, just on my own too as well. Meeting people, learning about sound healing, receiving a lot of healing benefits to myself. And that's what eventually sparked me to just purchase a very simple set of bowls for myself and then one gong. And I ended up playing just really for myself for the first year. And I was working as an accountant at the time, actually. I used to work in corporate finance. And I wasn't really happy with the work I was doing, and I was switching company from company, thinking that it was the company that I wasn't aligning with. Turns out it was actually the work itself. And I tried to go to medical school for a little bit. I actually quit my job 2017 to go back to community college to take some science courses for 3 years. And in that interim, I was starting to do sound baths just for fun again on the side. And it just so happened to grow in a very expedited manner. And then I eventually had to give up my prospects to go to medical school, mostly because I just didn't really qualify for academically and really launched full time into sound healing. And now it's bigger than anything I would have ever imagined.
That's awesome. I love it. Gee, I can't imagine. Accounting, sound healing. Accounting, sound healing definitely sounds much cooler. Let's just align with that right now. So that's
Yeah,
cool.
left right, right, right.
It's always funny how our paths kind of lead us down this thing, and we try to do what we think we're supposed to do, but we feel that discontent in our spirit and every fiber of our being, and we know that there's something else, and then it's amazing how things reveal themselves and point us down these different pathways. So amazing. You know, I think one of the things that people are becoming aware of, and I'm sure you encounter this in your in-person events, is, you know, and maybe you can help explain how sound vibrations affect our bodies, our minds, and how they contribute to the healing process. I mean, obviously, you've been doing this for a while now. What would be your answer to that?
I always like to explain what sound baths are good at is to help you develop a deeper relationship with yourself. And I bring a lot of that music philosophy into it too. And I tell a lot of people who are very new, I says, you may not have been to a sound bath before, but you've already experienced sound healing in many ways through the music that you enjoy listening to. And if we look back on it, there's a reason why we have our favorite artists, our favorite songs, genres, and tracks. And it's because they not only speak to a certain part of our hearts, but they are able to articulate and give us better understanding about what we're going through, both internally and externally too, as well. And so in sound healing, we're just doing the exact same thing, but we're just really boiling it down into the fundamentals of music, right? Through notes, harmonics, frequency, and vibration too as well. So if we look at our relationship with music, I mean, for example, there's a reason why some of us love listening to super sad songs, right? We don't really know why, but we love singing it, we pour our emotions, and we feel better after it too as well. There's a certain reason why we like energetic songs too as well, because it uplifts us and it taps into a certain part of us that haven't had the opportunity to come out to as well. So music gives us that chance to really express who we are, and it gives us a better understanding of who we are, and it also gives us a better understanding of where we might need to focus more attention on in terms of our well-being, right? Like maybe we are sad about certain situations because of certain songs that we listen to, so we need to work more on that too. So in relation to sound healing, I mean, it's just basically a reaction response, right? Sound is just a stimulus for our bodies and our hearts to respond to. And that response gives us insight about what we actually are going through inside and what we might need to as well. Many times clients come and they says, they don't know why they're crying for some reason. And I says, it doesn't really matter it doesn't really matter what it is about, but you know that there's something stuck and stagnant within you too as well, right? But on the flip side too, we do have a lot of memory associated with sounds. Right. Sometimes we hear a sound that brings us back to a certain part of our childhood. Right. And we relive those moments too. And we get a lot of healing, or we also get a lot of reminders of who we are too. Right. Or certain sounds may spark a little bit of aggression or anger too, as well. And realize that there's something that's related to that sound, to a certain memory, a person, an individual, or situation that sparks that. So we are able to better understand the emotions we go through and how to navigate through them.
Do you have specific like techniques that you use, like through bowls, gongs, combination of the two to facilitate healing and help to expand consciousness and maybe help to bring up some of the emotional stuff that we all have a tendency to hold on to? Have you developed kind of like your own expertise in utilizing different instruments to facilitate different responses in your clientele?
Yeah, so we use primarily crystal singing bowls and planetary gongs, and we have some other accessory instruments. So we have chimes, rain stick, ocean drums, crystal harps, and all that jazz too as well. And what I've learned is that certain tones and tone combinations invoke different sensations. And I like to have my sound baths as kind of like this roller coaster wave. and that there's this progression up from more lower grounding tones to more higher tones too as well, but also from the volume and intensity too as well. And this roller coaster wave, what it does is as the intensity is kind of flowing up, that heavy vibration and those heavier sounds tend to break apart those emotional blockages that we carry within us too as well. And so we go through an emotional purge and that ascension, but then we don't always want to keep going that ascension too, otherwise it'd be very overwhelming, right? And so we decrease the intensity, we come back to more lower grounding tones. And what that does, I found, is that not only it gives people a chance to reflect on what they went through in that ascension, that emotional purging, but it gives them a chance to kind of reset for the next wave too as well. And what it's really doing is it's helping you to develop a story about yourself because you're going through different emotions. So you're going through different storylines within you too as well. And you can better understand what your story is and also, what you need to do to add to that story too as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it would really create this space of love and acceptance for self. We're these vibrational beings, and sometimes we forget that when we get caught up in our physical expression. But in essence, I love the analogy of the sine wave that you use. It really is a great metaphor for the life experience itself, constantly flowing, moving through the peaks and the valleys of our own expression and experience. I always say that is you're always going to vibrate. As long as your vibration looks like a nice positive stock chart, moving, but you're always going to fluctuate between those spaces. So that's beautiful. So one of the things I think that I really appreciate of what I've seen of you and what you've presented on social media and stuff is this beautiful space that you create. I mean, it's not just going and listening to sound. I mean, you walk in and it's this beautiful space. You really, it's almost like you create a sacred space. Do you have a special approach that you use to create a sacred space for people to come into this sound environment that it's almost like it, to me, it almost feels like frosting on top of the cake. You have the sound cake there, but you've got this beautiful frosting that you put over. You mentioned some things earlier about who helps you out and the secret behind it, but I didn't know if there was a certain approach that you take to really enhance and create that space for, people to really optimize their experience.
Yeah, so I actually learned that from working in the hospitality industry. I used to work for the St. Regis Resort. And there's a lot of aesthetics to it too as well, right from when you just look at the hotel. And so what inspired me to do was to think about how I can enhance someone's experience before they even walk in the door, right? And really that begins when they purchase a ticket for the event too as well, right? Even the landing page of the ticketing site is very beautiful. It's very organized. The description is very clear and simple for anyone from any background or any experience in sound healing and meditation to really understand. And even upon the confirmation, there's very clear instructions about where to go, what to bring, so that people are mentally prepared, so they feel very comfortable. And then when they enter through the doors too as well, everything is set up for them, so that way visually it's already a very beautiful experience, right? The check-in process, the interaction between me and them as I check them in, the introduction to myself and ask them how they are, right? We have a lot of beautiful amenities that we provide. We provide essential oils and rose water spray, all complimentary free to them to use. We're actually sponsored by Zico Coconut Water, so we offer a lot of free coconut water for all of our clients too as well. And then once they step into the room, so to speak, where the sound bath is, everything is really beautifully decorated. And spacing-wise, we are very lucky to have access to some of the most beautiful yoga studios and venues here in Orange County. Not only in the beach cities too as well, but up through, the suburban areas up in northern Orange County too as well. And these spaces generally have more like neutral colors, white, beige, and cream colored backgrounds, which really are really beautiful complements to the sound bath setup that we have too, as well, the white crystal bowls, the gongs too as well. So it's very important for me to have like a very visual beauty alongside the auditory beauty that they experience. So, because I believe that if you can experience and witness beauty in the external world, it reminds you of how much beauty that's within, right? Because you feel a certain way when you see something very beautiful, and it reminds you about a certain part of yourself too, as well, right?
Why do you think we get disconnected from that? Why do you think we get, we don't always remember our beauty. Some of us, I think in the years in doing this work, I see a lot of people were very, we can be very hard on ourselves. We get disconnected from seeing the beauty of who and what we are. Just as you brought that up, I wanted to get your perspective. Why do you think we get disconnected from that and sometimes forget that beauty that's within each and every one of us?
We have a lot of distractions in our world. That's the reality. I mean, we live in a technological age, and it's very beautiful. I mean, technology has really augmented our ability to become better and have different kind of connections and interactions with people all over the world. But at the same time, it's very overstimulating, and it deters us from looking at ourselves too, right? And when we think about it, like all the advertisements, all the television shows, movies, everything that we see every single day, it paints us a picture of what we think we should be too as well. And that takes away from looking back within ourselves and saying, okay, but what is actually my own true reflection too, right? And the truth is that we don't I think also a lot of it has to do with the arts. The arts is not really as accepted as much as it used to be many years ago too as well. Not to say that we should take away from science, math, engineering, technology too as well, but the reality is that people don't have as much appreciation for the arts as they used to as well. And so I think that as people develop a more deep relationship with the arts in whatever form they take, whether it's painting, dancing, singing, whatever it is too, it gives us a deeper, it gives them a different connection to themselves beyond their skill sets.
Yeah, very true. I was just curious if you have any memorable experiences or transformations that you've seen with people going through your programs. What is it that you've witnessed? Is there anything in particular that really, I think even as sound healers and us stepping in to doing what we do, there's sometimes that part, especially when I first got started on my journey, I was skeptical. But it was interesting to see certain experiences and certain people walk away with healings, transformations. Is there any that you'd like to share that really pop out for you as maybe something that just really caught your attention?
Yeah, I had a woman who, this is very early on when I first started doing sound baths just for fun, but she was actually going through a divorce at the time, and she had been married for God, almost like 30 years, and so her whole identity was a wife and a mother. And at around time of her divorce, her kids were all in their 20s and 30s more or less. So, she already lost that mother identity, and then when she got divorced, she lost that wife identity. So she was in this place of just like she had no idea who she was or where she was too as well. So she was coming to sound baths almost on a weekly basis because it helped her to connect more to the emotions that she has within herself. And to better understand what she's going through, because she really wanted to block out all those emotions relating to her divorce, right? So she came every week almost for a whole year. And then I haven't spoken to her in a while, but there was a period of time where she was traveling abroad on her own. She was doing all these things on her own, going to dance classes, traveling abroad too as well. And she was really not only finding a lot of independence, but refinding her identity in herself too as well, which was very beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing what can show up. And I think, as I mentioned before we started our episode today, was, this beautiful movement really in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, but in the last 5 years, we've seen this beautiful movement of acceptance of sound healing as being a viable modality for healing, for transformation, for expansion of consciousness. I'm just kind of curious, How do you handle the skeptic that comes up to you and says, Kyle, come on, man. How's this gong gonna transform me? How's this bowl gonna do? I'm just kind of curious, how do you handle the naysayer that shows up who tries, to shine a little shadow upon your experience or whatever? I'm just kind of curious what you would say to somebody who's
Sure.
skeptical or had trouble believing in the power of sound.
That's the beauty I think about my philosophy when it comes to music. And it doesn't matter what modality that you dive in. I always think you have to be able to explain it in a very practical way, and explain in a way where someone with absolutely no history or experience with meditation or any kind of the healing arts can really understand too as well. So I always try to market our events as something that's very practical, right? It's just very it's I just I market it as like a meditation. We just happen to use sound as a support system for that meditation too as well. And it goes and we always go back to that explanation about how the music that we listen to already gives us some sound healing, right? So we already have experience with it too as well. So in that sense, I actually very lucky. I don't have a lot of people who, I guess, openly criticize me, right? There may be people who, judge me and say things and write certain comments on Instagram too as well, but it's never been in a critical manner. It's always been like in a joking manner too as well. And even in that regard, the fact that they even said something means that they have some interest in it. It may not be something that they may not realize that the interest is beneficial to them, but it sparks something, it triggers something, right? So, but that's why I always believe for a lot of sound healers, if you put it in a musical perspective, it makes more sense and you can capture more of an audience from there too as well. Because one of my mentors told me this too as well. You have to be able to explain something in a way that people can associate with it. Actually, it was actually one of my, well, actually one of my, actually one of my, my one of my students, my sound healer, so she was a psychiatrist, right? And she says, the best way I've learned students to learn, this is in terms of science, but it makes a lot of sense, is if they can associate with something they already know, right? So if I can associate sound healing with the music that you listen to, it already makes more sense, right? But if I say like, oh, this is going to balance your chakras and raise you into the 5D world, people be like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Right? And so in that sense, I'm very good, and I've always made sure that I stick that way to make it in a way that people with no background in spirituality, no background in meditation, can understand this. And also use it in a practical sense too. Because I tell people, in the end, what you're doing, you're just gaining more information about yourself, right?
Yeah, so true. I could have used that little piece of advice way back when. So, being a recovered CEO out of the tech world, I wanted to take sound healing into the corporate space because I was convinced that it could enhance performance, well-being, health, vitality. I went in, I had a friend of mine who was a consultant. She took me into this company. I presented, I played for them, and I made the proposal to them. And they're just, whoosh, it was like this, of course, this is 10 years ago. So I might have been a little ahead of my time, Now, the interesting thing was they all took a CD, but we didn't end up doing anything together. But that's actually what a beautiful way to be able to bring that down to earth, because we can all relate to the power of music in our lives, as you mentioned earlier. Memories, emotions, different things that show up, as a result. You mentioned earlier that you use like oil and you bring in coconut water. Do you use any other modalities? Sometimes I think I saw picture and some footage of you. You had a special guest that was doing like a meditation with you. Do you incorporate other modalities to further enhance and deepen the transformational and healing process?
Yeah, so I don't personally contribute anything extra beyond sound baths and certain, physical products as amenities too as well. But We work with a lot of practitioners locally here in Southern California that are very excellent at their craft. I have a woman who's been doing Reiki at my events for almost 4 years now, who's
Okay.
incredibly talented. And I also have a woman who does a certain kind of energy work too as well. And we also have now begun to work with different practitioners who are very skilled at different modalities. I have a woman who has been doing hypnosis and past life regression for almost 20 years. I have a woman who is a intimacy and sex coach. So we do different kinds of tantric and sensuality workshops.
Okay.
And I have women who also are very good at channeling, different ascended masters too as well. And we like to break down our events in different experience levels. So we have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So the beginner ones are more like basic sound meditation. It's just me. And they're very simple. They're very gentle. They're nothing too intense. And then as we progress up to as well, it tends to get a little bit more spiritual, so to speak, right? And there's more complex different ideas and modalities involved too as well for those who have experience in different healing arts as well, who are looking for something more than just a very simple sound bath.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, that's beautiful. What a way to integrate in. I think that's one of the things in my own path is to be able to do something with somebody that brings something unique and different that obviously I don't do. And music and sound is such a great foundation to be able to build upon. And I love how you talk about going through these different levels. Just out of curiosity, what advice would you give to somebody who's brand new to sound healing? You know, is there any kind of insight or perspective that you would give them, maybe to encourage them, maybe to overcome some of their perhaps maybe their own skepticism? How would you handle something like that?
I would say two things. First is go to other people's sound baths because you never know what inspiration you can get from them. I went to a sound bath in Bali many, many years ago. They didn't use any crystal bowls or gongs. It was about 30 like smaller instruments too as well. But it was one of the most beautiful experiences that I had. I have a good friend in LA. He only uses modular synths for his sound baths, right? And so I get a lot of inspiration from that too. And part of that is also offering to help, offering to help people set up their sound baths too. We have this term in yoga, it's seva, right? Selfless service, to be able to, contribute to something without expecting anything back to as well. And there's a lot of learning that you can have, not only within yourself to understand what your position is in sound healing, but also to have just experience in the production side of it too as well, to see how other people run it. And the second thing I'll tell people who are new is that it is important to have good skills in playing because they are musical instruments, right? But you have to understand that in the end, people are there to see you, right? Your instruments are just tools of expressing your own energy.
Wow.
So you don't have to worry too much about, like what you're gonna play, but it's more about how present you can be with yourself as you share your own energy with others, because that's what people are really wanting to see. They want to be around your energy. You're just using sound as a way to express that and have this containment of it.
Excellent. And then how about the person who's never been to a sound healing session? You know, what would you tell them to perhaps maybe expect, or maybe a good intention to set previously or previously to attending a session? You know, maybe they're unsure of where to start. What guidance would you give to somebody who's never experienced a sound healing before and but yet is being drawn to it on some level?
It's like going to any fitness class or yoga class. There's going to be some teachers and practitioners that you really connect with. There's some that you might not with. And it's important to not be deterred and write off sound healing just because you had one bad experience. Explore different options, explore different teachers to find which ones that you really connect with and you have the most enjoyable experience with too as well. And know that your experience is not always going to be the same. Sound healing does have the ability to really relax you, of course, But it also does have the ability to really purge out any of those unwanted and, unwanted and stagnant energy that's within you. So sometimes it may be a little bit of a discomforting experience, but that's part of the healing process, right? And, in searching for them, it's tough to find, I think, a really quality sound healer. It takes trot like a couple tries to kind of find one too. But just, I think any sound healer who is really invested in themselves will make sure that they market themselves appropriately, right? So even a Google search or a Yelp search, if people are serious about what they do and they really love what they do, they're going to put in the investments to make sure people know about it too as well. I myself, I mean, I spend so much money on advertising or marketing because I care about what I do and I want people to know about it, right? So that's always a good sign too as well. And then, recommendations too. Don't be afraid to ask people who you know who are in this world who they recommend to as well and who they go see. And I think also going alone for your first time is always the best choice because you have a much more pure experience. But you can also go with your friends too as well to have a little buddy, a sound bath buddy, so that you
Yeah.
can talk about what you go through together too as well, right?
That's
And
awesome.
just know that it's not a one and done. I mean, sound healing in the end, like I said, it's meditation practice, right? And so you can develop and strengthen your meditation practice where you can go to a 2 hour sound bath very easily and have a beautiful time and not worry about being fidgety the whole time as well.
So do you? Now, obviously, you have these beautiful instruments. You have these bowls, these gongs. Do you bring intention? Do you infuse them with anything? Is there, other than obviously your authentic self that's playing them, is there anything that you do additionally? Shall we say the Kyle secret sauce of sound healing? Because sometimes people do infuse intention into, like I infuse intention into my musical pieces. Do you do something similar like that with your instruments?
Definitely. We have different themed events. And the theme of the event is re revolves around the intention that we have on what kind of experience we want someone to create from the two as well. Personally, I believe the best secret is really presence. And that's something I learned a lot because I was very fortunate to learn a lot from Eckhart Tolle, and that's his whole mission objective. And that if you can become really present with yourself and drop into your own stillness, then you will know what your intention is for that particular sound bath that you're creating too as well, right? But that's the beauty about sound baths too. It's the same thing with meditation, right? It's putting your intention because if you can focus your mind on creating something, your mind's very good and powerful at doing that too as well. So it's just directing all your energy into that.
Yeah, so true. It reminds me of this piece in this book. I'm trying to think of the name right now. And it said, the mind creates the mold in which consciousness will fill. In other words, the mind creates through intention and attention the mold in which source energy will fill and bring it into your physical experience. And it's just, so important and so powerful, I think, whether we're a performer or whether we're a participant, to really be clear on what our intentions are. What would you like to get as a result of that? So, kind of like looking ahead. So, we see this big shift that's taking place. Sound healing is definitely becoming more and more of an acceptable modality. I think we're not too far away from really where we really see huge shifts in health, wellness, helping people to heal who are really tapping into the power of sound. Kind of like, what's your vision for that? What do you see coming our way as far as, in the future of sound healing, your modality, my modality, and other people that are working with sound and vibration to help people expand consciousness and to heal and to open up to more of their divine selves.
Well, what I notice in my events is I'm having people from a vast variety of backgrounds who come to as well. So I think as there's more exposure to it too, as there's more people talking about it too, it's going to be integrated into different aspects of our lives too as well. Even the types of private events that we do with different companies, different individuals, or different occasions too, show that sound can be really integrated on almost anything, right? Whether it's to initiate something, to integrate something, right? To develop more connection with yourself or with those around you too as well. And it goes back to music. Music is such an integral part of our life. It's everywhere, right? It's in the things that we watch. It's in the things that we see outside too as well, right? So eventually it's going to get to a point where sound healing, I believe, is going to be part of our daily routine. And here in Orange County, I think we're very lucky that people prioritize their self-care a lot. And so that's kind of part of it too, as well. It goes beyond, I think, sound healing. I think it goes into wellness in general. People just need to find whatever works for them and integrate it as part of their routine too, as well. And we're very lucky that sound healing is one of them that really does work really well for a vast majority of people.
Yeah, excellent. So, I have a feeling that we could probably just like keep going and dive into some other deeper, more
Easily.
spiritual mindset areas here. But I love what you brought forward. I love this exposure of self, this revealing of self, and the power of sound to be able to do that. And when I say self, it's like not the small s self, it's the capital S self, that spiritual self, that divine masterpiece that's hidden, behind all these so-called physical limitations. And I don't know, I think you would align with me on that. I think sound is a profound tool that's going to be really just, it is now, but it's even going to become more so a powerful modality to help people to reveal their true essence, the truth of who and what they are. And I really get a sense that's really what your work is about, is helping people to move past the stories of smallness, not good enough, I don't deserve, or whatever. We all have them from time to time, but to really start living from that bigger self aspect, that true self of who and what we are. That's awesome. It's been awesome to have you on, and I'd definitely like to come back and dive in a little bit deeper. You brought up the whole thing about tantric. That itself could be a whole episode
Yeah.
there, and the combination of sound. So people want to find out about you, what it is that you do, how you express yourself, check out your cool setup and everything. What's the best way to follow along with you and get in touch with you?
Definitely. Well, we have a website. It's www.kyolamsoundhealing.com. And our Instagram is really the best way that really showcases all of our work and also includes a lot of free Instagram live sound baths that we have. So you can get a little preview of our work no matter where you are in the world too as well. And it's just at Kyle Lam Sound Healing.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so very much. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in, and I want to encourage you, go to his Instagram page. It's absolutely amazing. Check out his website. Look at what this young man is up to and what he's bringing forward. I think it's powerful. I think, it's going to have, it is already, but it's even going to continue to build momentum on its impact upon the lives of all of us who are on this evolutional journey and really just beginning to maybe just tap into, or maybe we've been doing it for a while, but I think as we've been doing it for a while, we realize that we never reach that space where there's no more to expand into or to evolve into. It's like the ever continual journey for all of us. But I invite you to check out his information, his website, and perhaps maybe discover and maybe perhaps even get to experience firsthand how sound can help you to transform your life, heal your experience, and awaken to that divine masterpiece that's within you. So, Kyle, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being part of the program. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening in. Have a harmonious day.